Aloha. This is your instructor, Sage King, bringing you the tape, Programming for Health. Before we can talk about programming for health, we need to understand what health is. The word itself comes from an old word from Europe called hal, H-A-L, hal, meaning whole. To be healthy, then, is to be whole, to be all together. Most often we have a definition of health that is used in this country simply to mean not sick, not inoperative, in other words, able to operate is often used as a definition of health, able to go to work, able to handle the daily necessities. This is such a limited definition. If you can imagine a line on a piece of paper, and that line represents just that state of barely not being sick, then imagine that 80% higher above that line, way above that line, is the possibilities of health. When you are just simply not sick, you're actually at the bottom line of health. There's a tremendous amount beyond that of simply feeling better and better and more able. The word for health in Huna is Ola. And that means joy and pleasure in life and living. It means to put light into something. In other words, to enlighten. When your body is enlightened, then you're healthy. Let's look at some health factors before we get into actual programming techniques, because these health factors are very important to understand. It is generally agreed now by the medical profession that 70 to 90% of all illnesses, understand that, 70 to 90% of all illnesses are what are called psychosomatic. Now, often this term is taken to mean it's all just in your mind. It's not real. It's imaginary. But you know whether you have a pain or not. You know whether you are ill or not. And that is what counts. How you feel. And that is what we are going to help you with. To feel better. But this idea that they are psychosomatic, all that means is that they are mind-body linked. And that's true. That is true. I will go so far as to say that 100% are mind-body linked. Well, these are some mental factors now. First of all, there is what we can call memory reinforcement. Memory and reinforcement means that if you continually think or frequently think about all the times that you've ever been sick, then this reinforces the idea of sickness in your life. It forms what we might call thought loops. If you can think of these like a tape loop that simply goes playing the same thing over and over and over again. The more that you think of sickness, the more sickness will tend to manifest in your life. Now, this does not mean to deny what is taking place now, what is in front of you. You must recognize that so that you can get away from it. But it does mean that the more you remember past sicknesses, the more you keep saying to yourself, oh, I always get sick, or I've always gotten sick, or I've always gotten this sickness at this time of year, that reinforces the present illness. And it sets up a condition in the body to repeat it. And that does not have to be. On some other few mental factors, very often illness of many kinds is brought about by self-judgment. In other words, feeling guilty about something, or feeling unworthy about something. And if this kind of thinking is continually in the mind, then this will affect the functioning of the body. What has to be learned here, and there are more specific ways, what has to be learned here, of course, is a tolerance for yourself. The recognition and acceptance of the fact that you are not what could be called already a perfected being, that it's okay to make mistakes, that mistakes are things that you learn from, and that it's all right. And it's all right for others to make mistakes because they are not perfect either. Because sometimes we can get so frustrated at the mistakes of others that we will get sick. Tolerance and forgiveness, which means simply to say, I made a mistake. It's okay. Now I will try not to make that same mistake again. And that's how success is built up, whether we're talking about anything, but right now, health. By being tolerant with yourself and with others, you will be more relaxed. And being more relaxed, you'll find yourself more healthy. There is another form of illness, or a source of illness, and we can call this telepathic suggestion, or if you prefer, subliminal suggestion. And these are the suggestions of illness that you get from your environment. For instance, very often on television and from other sources, they will talk about something like the flu. This is the flu season. Now, whether you or not you have the actual influenza virus, if you begin to accept the fact that this is the season and it is time to get the flu, your body will obey and at least give you all the symptoms of the flu. And you don't need that. You don't need that. When other people talk about illness, it is also possible for you to take those suggestions and translate them. This is done, let's call it unconsciously, but to take those suggestions and translate them into your body in the form of illness. And you don't need that. Now, I'll tell you right now a technique to use to protect you from that kind of thing, whether it's from your family, from your friends, from your well-meaning doctor, from television, radio, newspaper, books, any other source. What you do is set up what we call a crystal protection. To begin with, to practice this quietly, so that later you can do it at any time or place, you sit down comfortably. And I recommend doing this with your eyes open, to get in the habit of doing it with your eyes open. And you use your imagination. And you imagine that you are sitting under a pyramid. And this pyramid comes down to about your waist level, with the point just above your head. You may find this easy, you may have to work at it. But practice it until it comes easily to you, so that you can imagine yourself inside a four-sided pyramid. And you're facing one of the flat sides. And it's transparent, all you can see through it. But imagine it just as real as you can, with your imagination or with your hands. Reach out and touch the sides and the corners. Make sure that you feel it with all of your senses, that you know it is really there. Now, once you have the pyramid set up that comes down to about waist level, then set up another pyramid upside down below you. And this one can go right through the floor. That's okay. This pyramid can go through any people who are nearby, any chairs, any other objects. It's surrounding you. That's what's important. And this upside-down pyramid meets the other one around your waist, so that it forms a completely enclosing crystal. Like a three-dimensional diamond shape. And you're inside. When you have this well established, tell yourself, this is my protection. This is my shield. This shield protects me from the thoughts, from the suggestions, even from the diseases that may come from outside. From any kind of negative thought or negative activity or negative thing, I'm completely protected. It bounces off or is dissolved and cannot penetrate. This is my shield. While all the good, that which strengthens, that which helps, that which encourages me, can come through. And only that which is potentially harmful to me is blocked out. This is my shield. This is my protection. Every time I set this up, I will be protected. And all I have to do is to imagine it and say the word shield. And it is there, and my protection is established. This is my shield. Now, you can use this anytime, any place. You will find very often, if you have a quick headache, a little bit of sudden fatigue or anxiety, a pain, sharp, sudden, any part of the body, put up your shield. Very often you will find that pain diminishing or disappearing, because you have been reacting to the emotions or suggestions, even though you may not have been aware of it consciously, to these factors coming from outside. Even the atmosphere of a room can affect you and make you ill. It is possible if you react to it. So this technique of the crystal shield protects you and enables you to quickly recover, or to never feel any ill effects coming from outside like that. You will find it a very, very useful tool. You can use it while you're driving, while you're working, while you're playing, anytime, any place. Now, these are mental factors. Let's go on now to some emotional factors, what we call emotional factors. Emotion is energy. Energy in motion. And in our body, we have a flow of this energy through us. And in a healthy state, we have a quite full, free-flowing energy throughout our body. An unhealthy state begins when this flow is restricted, and the way that this flow is restricted is by muscle tension. And particularly when this muscle tension becomes chronic, that is, when it stays there and becomes a habit and doesn't go away. Like if your shoulders are always tensed up, or you always have your back, which is always tense. These can cause physical pain and possibly illness. Fever, colds, a cold. The common cold is a result of tension, anxiety, confusion in the mind, which then causes tension in the muscles, which restricts the flow of energy, which then causes effects in the physical body. Understand that well. The thoughts in the mind can cause muscle tension, which restricts your flow of life energy. Doesn't cut it off entirely, which restricts it. And that restriction can cause ill effects in the physical body. When you have something which is like an angry feeling, or feeling of hate, or feeling of extreme fear or anxiety, if you will pay attention to yourself, you will notice that your muscles are all tensed up. And so the key here is to untense them, to relax the muscles. And you will find that if you relax your muscles, it is physically impossible to have a negative emotion. You cannot get angry if your muscles are relaxed. You cannot have fear or anxiety if your muscles are relaxed. And so the prime key here that I'm giving you for health programming is to relax the muscles of the body. The mind and the body interact as a unit. You cannot separate them. And so for relaxation, for ease of tension, we can go back and use that same programming method. We use the word relax. You put up your crystal shield. Now on top of that crystal shield, you put a ball of light about a foot in diameter. A nice golden glowing light is good. And you use breathing, and you use imagination. And you put your fingers together with the fingertips touching. Not with the palms touching, but with the fingertips all touching. This helps to balance the energy flow in your body. And you sit there, and you can learn to do this again, anytime, any place. You sit there. Now this is whether you have a chronic illness now, whether you have a long-standing pain or illness, or whether you have something just coming on that you want to get rid of. Practice this every day, as often as you can. Sit within your crystal. If it's convenient, put your hands together like I explained. Place that ball of light at the top of the crystal. And imagine a beam of light coming from that down to the very top of your head. And now breathe. Breathe in for a count of four like this. 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000. As you breathe in, imagine light from that ball above your head coming down that beam and into the top of your head as you breathe in. After you have inhaled, hold your breath for the same count, 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000. While you are holding your breath, send that light which has come into your head to the place in your body that you wish to relax the tension from, or to the place in your body that you wish to heal, because it all amounts to the same thing. Now let's say you have a sore leg or a sore ankle. Send it there. Send the light there while on the forecount of holding your breath. Now let your breath out for the same count of 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000. And as you are doing that, imagine that light healing the area of your body. Now this may be, you may send the light to your whole body. I'm talking in terms as if you were sending it to one place. Send it to where you want to send it. And during the exhale, imagine the healing taking place. Use your imagination and see the healing taking place in your mind. See it becoming better. see it becoming completely healed. If it is a case of a function, see yourself able to move your leg or move your arm. After the exhale, hold your breath out for the same four counts. 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000. Hold it out for the same four counts. And while you are holding it out, say to yourself over the counting, you are healed. Or I am healed, or my leg is healed. My leg is healed, or my upper part of the body is healed. It is functioning perfectly. It is well and relaxed, and the energy is flowing through, and it is healed. All is well. That's a lot to say for the four count, but work it in. Use the phrases, simple, very simple phrases, in that context. It is healed, all is well. And see it and feel it. To go back over that briefly, you use a breathing which is in for four counts, holding for four counts, out for four counts, and holding for four counts, and you repeat that. Repeat that at least seven times, if you can, in each sitting. And remember that while you are doing it, when you breathe in, this light is coming in from the ball of light above your head, into your body. When you hold your breath, you are sending it to the area of the body that you want to heal. When you let out your breath, you are seeing that area of the body being healed by the light. And when you hold your breath out, you are stating that it is healed. This is a very, very powerful technique for programming your body for health. Along with that, you must learn to think in terms of health and to think thoughts of health and healing just as often as you can, so that your mind begins to think in healthy terms rather than in negativistic or disease or illness terms. Don't be afraid of any old thoughts that you have had. They're there, they're simply old thoughts. But begin to replace them. Don't force the others out, because that produces tension. Simply begin to replace them, as if you were pulling weeds. And every time a negative health thought comes in, imagine you're plucking out a weed and then plant a seed or transplant a new plant which is healthy, and state and say and think a healthy thought, the opposite of whatever you have been doing. Use these techniques. Understand what is happening, that your mind and body interact, and that it is important how you think. And that your imagination, your directed, controlled use of imagination and breathing can help to heal your body. And use this for prevention, and use it in addition to anything else you may be doing. What you will be doing is speeding up the natural healing process of the body, speeding it up and allowing it to take place. Be healthy. E ho'o'ola. Long life and much love. Aloha.